At Accra's main tourist market, Amma Sirwa sells mugs and keyrings in Ghana's red, yellow, and green colors. She has jewelry made from shells and rolls of the country's traditional kente cloth. But nothing is selling faster than Barack Obama t-shirts. Some have Mr. Obama's face inside the presidential seal. Others include First Lady Michelle Obama and their children Sasha and Malia above the title America's New First Family. Sirwa says this week's visit by the Obama family will be good for business.
It's the best thing. Because it's coming here, a lot of tourists will be coming here, and the name of Ghana is also going higher, so it brings more tourists to this place. Because people will find out why he came here.
Tourism is Ghana's fourth largest foreign currency earner behind gold, cocoa, and timber. Tourism earned the country $1.4 billion last year. The government's expecting as much as a 20% increase from the Obama visit. Kwabena Akempong is Ghana's deputy minister of tourism.
We want to make Ghana the next destination for most people, because we see that Senegal currently is, but we want to overtake Senegal. And Senegal got the break when Clinton visited Gori Island. We believe if Obama, the first black president, the most white man on earth, is coming to Ghana and going to Cape Coast Castle, that it is our break. We need to take advantage of that opportunity very well.
Sites central to the African slave trade, including Senegal's Gori Island and Ghana's Cape Coast Castle, are especially attractive to black American tourists. On his tour of Cape Coast Castle, President Obama is expected to visit the slave dungeons and the so-called Gate of No Return, through which slaves passed toward waiting ships that carried them across the Atlantic for nearly 300 years. While any presidential visit is good for tourism, Akempong says nothing compares with America's first black president making his first trip to sub-Saharan Africa.
The fact that he's the first black American president visiting Ghana is the thing for us. We think it's going to sell to people in the diaspora, which tends to be our biggest market when it comes to tourism promotions.
At Accra's tourist market, painter Sam Appia sells a variety of Obama portraits. He's certain that artisans across the continent are jealous that Ghana is getting President Obama first.
It's fantastic. And I know even those in Kenya, they're going to envy us. Because they'll be saying that, why is no Obama coming to our country? Because he's from here. But it's all good. We're lucky Obama is here.
After the president's tour of Cape Coast Castle Saturday, he was scheduled to address thousands of Ghanaians at Independence Square. But that speech has now been moved indoors to Parliament because of the start of Ghana's rainy season. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Accra.